Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and click that Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. Tons of great hosts over at America Out Loud. And while you're on the website, check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated all the time, and please share those on social media. We always appreciate that a great deal. We face this same social media censorship so many other people face. So when you can share that on social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, there's so many other ones, Parler, Truth, Getter, we appreciate it. No matter where you share, as long as you share, we do appreciate it. And it does make a big difference. You know, Rob, we got a lot to talk about once again tonight. We've had a couple great shows already this week. But tonight, we're going to focus on the political prisoners of January 6th and the holes in our justice system, which seem to only sway one way. You look at what's happened recently to Steve Bannon, just another guy who's been picked on by the Democrats ever since he was associated with President Trump. It's no different than what we saw with Paul Manafort or Roger Stone. Steve Bannon's another guy they've been coming after since day one. And this was a complete partisan hit job is what happened to him, being charged with contempt of Congress. It's a sad day for America, as Mr. Bannon said, and he's going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. And I hope he wins, because he really should win. Then you look at the other side of the aisle. We know Hillary Clinton did not end up in prison like President Trump once said that she would. We know what the Clinton Foundation was up to. We know what happened at Benghazi. She was not held accountable for anything. We know Barack Obama's never held accountable for anything. And the media is just constantly fawning and drooling over Joe Biden, making excuses for him. They act like the 13 dead soldiers in Afghanistan never even happened. So we've got a corrupt justice system. We've got people going to prison for January 6th, 63-year-old woman, cancer patient, getting jail time for walking into the Capitol on January 6th. Yet you see with the opposite with the Colbert crew and getting all their charges dropped. This is clear bias from the justice system that we are seeing, Rob. How are you doing tonight, and what are your thoughts?
Andrew, you just laid it out. I couldn't have said it any better. You mentioned Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, how they were treated, tried, and convicted. And you now have Bannon, Steve Bannon, tried and convicted. Now, I've been listening to a lot of the social media commentators and, you know, the news outlets. They're saying that Bannon and his team really didn't put forth a case. They didn't even have a rebuttal after the prosecutor had presented his case, because they knew that it wouldn't have made a difference. For one, this should have never been brought to court. It should have never been taken to trial. Contempt of Congress. The last time a person was prosecuted for contempt of Congress, and I think we mentioned this on our Monday night show, was in 1974. After then, you had Eric Holder, who was held in contempt of Congress over the Fast and Furious. You had Lois Lerner. Barack Obama's Department of Justice did not go after Eric Holder, although they should have, because he lied. They lied about the arms that were being traded in Fast and Furious. They said, oh, there was nothing here, only to find that there was something there. Now, I want all of our listeners to really pay attention to this, because you think back to Trump's 4 years in office. Nothing like that ever happened. Nothing. Now, they have leveled a lot of charges against him and making it seem as if though he did something wrong. I think this past weekend, even the New York Post, the owner of, is the sister of Fox News and Wall Street Journal, the New York Post came out with an article, attacking President Trump, as well as the Wall Street Journal. They're saying, oh, he's not qualified, he shouldn't hold office because of what happened on Jan 6. What happened on Jan 6? I want to know what actually happened. What did he do wrong on Jan 6 that the Democrats aren't doing now? Now, the Washington Post has been rather favorable to Trump. But now I guess Dick Murdoch, who owns it, is mad, or his sons, who are liberals, are mad. But what exactly did Trump, what did he not do that you guys wanted him to do? And then I want to ask you, what aren't you doing? Once again, we have someone on the right playing into the media. The right, the left-wing media, that is. Now, I know that they came out with the Hunter Biden expose with the laptop from Hill, and then Twitter censored them. Now they want to come out, they want to attack Trump. They want to make it seem as if, well, see, we're being fair. But what exactly did he not do that you thought he should have done? Because I would think that you would put out an expose continuously on the Democrats who, during every election, want to challenge the election. I would think you would want to put out a piece that's continuously reporting on the fact that they want to shut you down. But you want to be busy. We want to attack Trump. We want folks to know that we don't like him either. Going back to your opening, I just want to put that out there. Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone. Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, Paul Manafort actually served some time in jail because they say that he didn't register as a foreign agent. Now, something I want you guys, another, I want you to listen to this also, Paul Manafort and Roger Stone and Steve Bannon. They both served in Trump's White House all about like a week or a month, no long term, but yet and still, whenever the media mentions it, they say, oh, they were in the Trump White House. They were in the Trump White House. Now, let's go back in time. Look at the Obama White House. Look at those brothers that gave money to him that were found guilty and went to jail. No one ever want to talk about them serving in Obama's White House. Why is that? I tweeted about it. Twitter took it down. Do your research. Look into it. Look into it. But these three men were in Trump's sphere for all of, like, I guess, let's say a total of 6 months. But I can't even say that because they weren't even in there that long. Paul Manafort wasn't even working with Trump when Trump became president. But yet and still, they want to associate him with being with Trump. But be that as it may, he was found guilty because they said that he didn't register as a foreign agent. The same with Roger Stone. And they also said that he lied to the FBI. So they put on an entire production of going to his house, waking him up in the middle of the night, bringing him out. And they've done that to a lot of other people that were in Trump's sphere. But I don't see them doing that to Hunter Biden and the laptop. Information on the laptop that is extremely bad. There might be some pedophilia on it. But we do know that Hunter Biden was working with foreign countries like China and Ukraine and did not and has not registered as a foreign agent. Why hasn't Merrick Garland went after Hunter Biden? Why hasn't Hunter Biden been arrested? Why hasn't Hunter Biden been arrested for being a convicted felon having a gun? Can anyone explain that to me? I mean, I really need to know. I think I'm missing something here. And as you said, Andrew, the holes in our justice system are far and plenty and too many. But why is it that these men were arrested and Paul Manafort served time in jail because he didn't register as a foreign agent? And there have been many other people that didn't register as a foreign agent. They didn't go to jail, including in Obama's administration, did not go to jail. They talked about it and they just walked on. Republicans didn't push the matter, so nothing happened. But if I'm looking at this correctly, Hunter Biden, a convicted felon, owned a gun, threw the gun away. Hunter Biden, a convicted felon, hanging out with prostitutes, getting prostitutes pregnant. Hunter Biden, a convicted felon, with a laptop from Hill with all kinds of salacious information. Hunter Biden working with foreign agents, China, Ukraine, but China at the top of the list. And he's still working with them. And Tony Bobulinski said that Biden knew about it, but Biden said he knew nothing. We got Biden on tape saying, I know nothing about my son's business dealings. But according to the laptop from Hill and all the emails, he's all in there. But he has not been, Hunter, arrested. I know we hear the stories and we talk about this every night that, oh, they're closing in. Andrew, you've heard that. You've heard them saying they're closing in on Hunter Biden, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
But what are they closing in on? Because if they do close in, all he had to do is just say, oh, I'll pay the fine. Charges dropped. Merrick Garland isn't going to push it. The media isn't going to push it. Republicans will probably look the other way, but it will be up to us to make a big stink about it. Because if this were you, your loved one, your husband, your daughter, your son, your spouse, they would be in jail. But Hunter Biden has white privilege.
Yeah, and here's the kicker. When President Trump mentioned this and tried bringing it to the public's attention and even mentioned it in Ukraine, they impeached him for it. Hunter Biden taking millions of dollars from the Ukrainian government. President Trump calls Zelensky and kind of asks, what's the deal with that? Instead of Hunter Biden getting all the heat for taking all this money, the media flips that around and the Democrats flip that around and they impeach President Trump for it. That was the biggest sham impeachment in the history of our country.
Trump got impeached for nothing. Hunter Biden is actually doing it and is not arrested. Nothing is happening. But yet and still, we see him making these little runs to the White House. I've said it before, do not hold your breath. Do not think that they're going to arrest him. Do not think they're going to indict him. And certainly don't think that they're going to come out in the middle of the night or early morning when he's probably cavorting around with a prostitute and storm his apartment or wherever he's living and say, come out, we need to search the premises. That's not going to happen. It happened to Rudy Giuliani, but it's not going to happen to Hunter Biden. People, can you not see the different standards of justice that is being applied? And I have said this to Black people so many times, because you're always lamenting that we're not being treated fairly, and they do this to us, and they don't do it to the white man. Okay, here's a perfect example. This is a perfect example that you should be lamenting about. Hunter Biden. They've done nothing to him. But your Black brothers and sisters and husbands, they would have already thrown him in jail and said, shut up. And you're not saying anything about it. You're just walking away saying, oh, it's okay. Nothing to see here. This is wrong. These are the holes that are in our justice system that needs to be filled. And as I've said before, because some of you would say, oh, well, the judges that are looking at this, Trump appointed them, right? He did. Think back to Michael Sussman. Well, that was an Obama-appointed justice who was appointed to the court who reigned over that trial. Michael Sussman should have been in jail. He should be in jail right now. Should have been convicted. But the liberal judge who hated Trump, didn't like John Durham, allowed so much to come in. Well, not that the jury was going to find him guilty anyway, because it was a liberal D.C. court. The same thing with Paul Manafort, the same thing with Roger Stone. And when Trump came in and gave them clemency and said, hey, I'm going to pardon them, people got mad. How dare he? Why would he do that? And then they tried to fix the system so that other people that they were going after wouldn't be charged at a federal level, but at a state level, so that Trump wouldn't be able to pardon them. Now think about this. This was deliberately done. And the news media talked about it. They even said, oh, you might not want to charge him at the federal level, charge him at the state level so that Trump can't pardon them. But yet still, Hunter Biden, Joe could possibly pardon Hunter Biden. So Hunter's not worried about anything. As I said before, one or two things will happen. He will get indicted. They will indict Trump. This is what they're pushing for. The whole Jan 6 thing, they're even saying, we're giving Merrick Garland information so that he will indict Trump. So he will say that Trump is guilty. That's what they're doing. They are telling Merrick Garland, you better indict him. And then Liz Cheney's talking about she hasn't decided whether or not she's going to run for the president. Why would you even consider running for the president? Do you actually think you have supporters? I mean, think about it. So this is a joke. Does she actually think people are going to vote for her? Well, maybe some Democrats, because you got Democrats that are flying into Wyoming. Think about it. You have Democrats that are actually giving her money so that she could win her election. If I were her, I would just switch parties. And then they could give her all the money they want. Maybe she'll win then. But they're actually giving her money to win her election. I hope she loses horribly. I want her to be the laughingstock. And as I said on Monday night's show, these people need to be arrested in the worst way possible. They need to be tried and convicted. I am tired of the nonsense. I am tired of what they're doing to our justice system. I am tired of them changing the laws to benefit them the same way they changed the laws to benefit them during the election. And Bill Barr called it out. But now he's all quiet. He's saying, oh, no, no, no. Trump did lose. He got scared. He was afraid that Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization, would come out and protest the same way they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh. Why are they still outside Brett Kavanaugh's house? There's a code that says they can't do it. Why isn't Merrick Garland upholding the law? Folks, if you can't see this, I don't know how many ways to show it to you or explain it to you. As Andrew Stone opened up saying, there are holes in our justice system. These holes need to be filled. We cannot allow this to continue. Because today it's them, but tomorrow it could be you. This has to stop. It has to. There can't be two justices. There's only one. Only one. And I'm going to talk about that during the next segment, about the Constitution. And you have this guy on PMSNBC. His name is Eli Mazil or whatever. He's a Black guy. And he could use a really good barber to tame his wild hair because it's all over his head. And he's always pontificating all this crazy stuff and that the Constitution wasn't written for him and the Constitution wasn't written for this. And I want to explain to you who the Constitution was for at our next half of the show. So I hope you tune in and share because we will be back.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Folks, and we're back to the second half of the show. When we were going to break, I was talking to you about a commentator on PMSNBC, Eli Mazel, or gosh, I wish I could say his name, but the guy, he's a crazy-looking man. but he's on PMSNBC. He's also on, he has appeared on The View. And during one of his appearances on The View, while I'm talking, I'm going to see if I can Google him so I can get his name right. One of his appearances on The View, he said that the Constitution was not written for Black people. Well, he said for people like him and commentators on PMSNBC. So he said that it wasn't written for people like him, and that the Constitution needs to be just like taken down and redone again. And he was just going on and on and on and on and on, you know. And whenever he, here he is right here. Let me see if I can get his name. Here's a guy. He's a crazy looking guy. Let me see here. What is this guy's name? Ely Mistel. Ely Mistel. M-Y-S-T-A-L. You guys should Google him, because, man, Andrew, I don't know if you're Googling him while I'm talking, but he needs a haircut, and he also needs a shave, and he could also, you know, benefit from losing a couple of pounds, because whenever he's on, he is out talking loud, and he's wild, and he loves to talk with this one other host on PMSNBC. Her name is Tiffany Cross. They're all dimwits on PMSNBC, by the way. They're all dimwits. This is not the finest that they have to offer when it comes to Black commentators, because these guys from Joy Reid, they're horrible. And if Black people are eating at their trough, then you're completely confused. You should have your brain checked, because these are bougie Black people who don't care anything about other Black people, but they think that they're smart because they have a Ivy League education. Was an Ivy League education that's riddled in wokeism. But anyway, going back to Ely Mistel, he loves to say that the Constitution isn't written for him. And this just goes back into what we're talking earlier, when we're saying the holes in the justice system and how these things need to be fixed. Now, the Constitution and its premises, it says that all men are created equal. Now, we all know that the writers of the Constitution were white men. Okay, some of them were slave owners. But for them to say those words, all men are created equal and are given inalienable rights, where rights were given to them by God. Now, the country is not perfect, our country, the United States, but we strive for a more perfect union. What in life is perfect? Nothing is perfect but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But we continue every day to get better and better. When we see something is wrong, we make it right. You look at slavery. For the longest, the South were just like benefiting from slavery. No, they had some slaves in the North, but they immediately got rid of it. They say, this is wrong. But the South wanted to hold on to it. When I say the South, I mean the Democrats. They wanted to hold on to it. We even went to war. We went to war. No, Abe Lincoln went to war to save the Union. He didn't want the Union destroyed, but it ended slavery. And it goes back to all men are created equal. So when that Constitution was written, and you think about the people that they were talking about at the time, no, there might have been a narrow vision that men, meaning in that inner circle, white men were created equal. But I'm sure when they said it, there were some that were saying, you know, we're talking about all men. That includes Black men. But yet and still, we have them as slaves. Now think about it. All men are created equal. But still, they had Black men in slavery. So as time went on, people started to look at this and say, wait, this is wrong. How can we say that they're created equal and we have men owning men? How can we say they're created equal and look at how we're treating women? How can we say they're created equal and you look at how we're treating the white serfs in the United States because they don't have money, but we're saying that all men are created equal? So justice wasn't centered around the Black men, but you had white men also that didn't have money. They couldn't vote. You had women, look at how women were treated. So over time, it got better. We made it better. And that's the underlying principle of the Constitution. All men are created equal. And when we see that someone is being mistreated, we have to go back and look at it and make amendments to say, wait, we need to correct this because we're not living up to our founding fathers' document that all men are created equal. So I would present to this knucklehead who needs a haircut, by the way. I could probably cut his hair for him, but his hair is completely out of control. I would present to him that what document do you want instead of the Constitution? Do you want a document that's going to say that black men are created equal? And if you do that, you're leaving out the white man. You're leaving out the red man. You're leaving out the yellow man. So what exactly, sir, do you want? I doubt he could tell us. The only thing he wants for us is just to destroy the Constitution. Let's destroy it and do it all over again. Why? Why do that? Why not just make amendments? And what amendments do you want to the Constitution to all these people? And I've spoken about this before on our show, that you have black people now, these young up and coming black people. They're the children, and some of them the grandchildren, of people who grew up in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, who said that their founding fathers helped to build this country with their blood and sweat through slavery. And I couldn't agree with them anymore. But now their grandchildren and their sons and daughters are saying, oh, this is not my country. Just like Elie Mustel, he say, it's not my country. The Constitution wasn't written for me. Okay, then leave. I mean, Andrew, don't you think that makes sense? If you don't think it's your country, leave.
Absolutely. We heard this time and time again with these liberal celebrities. When President Trump won, they acted like they were going to move from the United States. And to this day, I don't think a single one of them has left the United States.
And you know what, Andrew? They're not going to leave. And you know why they're not going to leave? Because they know that this is the best country to live in. Look at Brittany Griner. I bet when she comes back over here, she better be singing a different tune. But I wouldn't bet it. I wouldn't bet on it, because she'll come back here still mad and still angry. But let me just give her a little word of advice. She and her partner, calling themselves husband and wife, call Donald Trump, put your pride down, pick up the phone and call Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, the 45th president, because you might get things moving if you were to call him. Waiting on Joe Biden, nothing's going to happen. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, ask ASAP Rocky. He's not a fan of Donald Trump, but Donald Trump got him out of jail, got him out of Switzerland. You might want to pick up the phone and talk to someone who will help you, because Joe Biden is not going to help you. I'm just saying, going back to the Constitution and people saying, oh, the Constitution wasn't written for me. Okay, who was it written for? It was written for those people at that time. But as the country grew, we started to make amendments to make certain that everyone was covered under the Constitution. So when I hear these people say, this is not my Constitution and this is not my country, I say to them, leave. Where else would you go? You got black people running around here saying that I'm African-American. No, you're not. You're black. The only true African-American is Elon Musk, because he was born in Africa and he came to America and became an American citizen. Black people, wake the heck up. Look at what they're trying to do to Latinos, Hispanics, Latinx. And they're saying, we're not Latinx, we're Latinos, we're Hispanics. They did the same thing with black people. And I've spoken about this before on a show, and I'm going to speak about it again until you guys get it in your thick heads. Stop giving up your birthright. This is your country. Now, Andrew, I don't know how your ancestors came here. I don't know if they came in through Ellis Island. Mine came on slave ships. Mine have been here since, I think, the 1600s, probably before then. So in saying that, I'm more American than Donald Trump, than Joe Biden, because all of their ancestors came in through Ellis Island. I think Trump's family came in, I think, around the 1700s or 1800s through Ellis Island. My ancestors were already here. So do you actually think I'm going to give that up, give my birthright up, and say, oh, this is not my country? Heck no. That would be foolish. But yet you got these woke blacks walking around saying they're African-American, wearing the African colors and all this other stuff, things that they know absolutely nothing about. They probably took a course in college, African-American studies, and, oh, I know all there is to know. Okay, but that's Africa. We're talking about America. Your birthright is here in America, not in Africa. Do you hear white people walking around saying, oh, I'm European-American? No, they say they're an American. So why would you allow them to claim the birthright and you not claim the birthright? Go figure. So I would say to Elie Mustel, or whatever he calls himself, the guy who needs it, seriously, Andrew, have you looked at the picture yet while I'm talking?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Would you agree with me that he needs a haircut?
That's an understatement, I'd say.
I mean, it's one thing about wearing an afro. That's not an afro. He needs a hair. I mean, might need to take a lawnmower, but the brother needs a haircut. And as I said, he could stand to lose a couple of pounds, but hey, that's neither here or there. I'm just putting it out there, trying to help him out. Maybe that's the source of his contention. Maybe he's mad because he's looked in the mirror and he knows that he needs a new hairstyle, and it's white, white, black and white. And the dude is just looking crazy. He's the same man who said that black people should give white people a hard time on the Hamptons. And why should they have any peace? The same man that promoted the violence during the spring and summer of 2020, 2021. Again, and he's a Democrat. Now, he might say that he's part of this other group, independent, he's just throwing his vote away. But at the end of the day, he's a Democrat causing violence. He hasn't been arrested. No one has arrested him. He's probably funding these groups. He's saying to defund the police. But you know what? He's living on a high rise, protected with security guards. The same way that folks in Minnesota, as we spoke about it on the other night, defund the police, defund the police, all the white people, defund the police, defund the police. Let me just preface that. The woke white people, the liberals, defund the police. And then they're secretly telling the police, we're going to crowdsource you. We're going to give you money to protect us because we see the crime is getting out of control. Oh, really? So now you need protection. After you told black people to convince black people to defund the police, after telling black people to attack the police, really? You're going to go and do a crowdsourcing to get your own private protection. Go figure. But like I said, the same people who are saying, oh, the Constitution wasn't written for me. We have a document that's supposed to be followed. You would think Merrick Garland would understand the Constitution. You would think Merrick Garland would say, we need to protect the Supreme Court justices. You would think Merrick Garland would come out and say, all of these riots that are taking place, it shouldn't be. This must end. But no, he's not going to do that. He can't do it.
Go ahead, Rob. And as we're talking, I happen to see an article on this, Ellie Mistal from MSNBC. And you remember when the car ran into Trump's building in New York City a couple years ago?
Uh-huh.
After that incident happened, he tweeted that I thought about driving my car through it every time I pass. Basic humanity just keeps me from doing it, but just... And that was the end of his tweet. So apparently this guy has been out for a long time espousing these dangerous ideas and rhetoric. Yeah, here he was saying that, oh, this guy who ran his car into the Trump organization's building, that's okay. That's no big deal. I've thought about doing it myself. That's how these Democrats justify things like this.
Well, Madonna said the same thing. Madonna said it. And what is the other guy's name who said the exact same thing who was recently on trial? With Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. Now, I know that a lot of us were supporting Johnny Depp, but we cannot forget that Johnny Depp had said, when was the last time a president was assassinated? No one says anything about them coming up with this hateful rhetoric. The holes in our justice system allows these individuals to come out and speak hate. Hate. And nothing happens. It's almost giving them permission to do it, to speak this way. Andrew, this has to stop because this is a very dangerous trend. We mentioned Lee Zeldin. It's only a matter of time before one of these attackers are successful in assassinating someone. Brett Kavanaugh, Steve Scalise, Lee Zeldin. Look at the Trump administration. Look at the people who would go and attack them when they would go and eat. Look at Amy Coney Barrett. Now, I'm going to say this, and I've said this once before. Amy, don't fall for the rhetoric. I know that Ketanji Brown Jackson is getting ready to enter the court. Don't look at her and say, oh, we're going to be girlfriends, and I'm going to side with her. Whatever she rules, I'm going to rule, because I want my black daughter to know that I can work with her. I've questioned her, and I hate to say it, her adopting this black child. I hope she did it out of sincerity. I hope she did it out of love. And I hope she wasn't doing it thinking, well, you see, I can raise a black child, although I'm a white person. Now, some of you might say, oh, well, why would you go there? Why would you say that? Well, because of what's happening in our society, I question the motive of a lot of people. Are they doing it sincerely? Are they doing it with love? Or are they doing it to prove a point? Time will tell, of course.
Yeah, in a society where you've got parents that are changing their six-year-old children into transgenders, you have to question everybody and everything at this point.
Absolutely, we have to, and rightfully so. But as I said, I don't want to discuss that in the next half of the show, Amy Coney Barrett and her possibly friendship with Ketanji Brown Jackson, because I would caution her. As they say, throw word to the wind or whatever. I'm throwing it out there, Andrew, but I'll discuss it with the next segment.
All right, we look forward to that. And guys, we are running out of time. You've only got about 4 more days to take advantage of this incredible offer in celebration of America's Independence Day. America Out Loud's offering to all its listeners, new and repeat, you will get 50% off Immune Super Boost. This is an incredible offer. Go to healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. These are so much more than just vitamins. World-class doctors have been coming up with these ingredients for years and years. Just go to healthycell.com and read all the great reviews. That's healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. You do not want to miss this incredible offer. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin.
Many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, HealthyCell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code America50 for 50% off any order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code America50 for 50% off.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
And we're back with the last segment of our show. And when we went to break, I was talking about Amy Coney Barrett and a possible friendship with Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I'm just throwing a word of caution to her that she needs to still... She being Amy, needs to still be true to her conviction. She still needs to remain a constitutionalist. Don't go in thinking that this woman can be your girlfriend and that you're going to change your ideas and that you're going to vote the way she votes so that people will see that you can be, there's a sisterhood. You can't do that. If you're going to do that, you should just step down from the courts now. Okay. This is not fairy tale land. This is not make believe. This is not game playing. You're not going there to find friends. You need to stay true to your convictions, because I can see what happens, that she'll go there and then the media will start in with, well, is she going to decide with Ketanji Brown Jackson, the only black woman and the only this and the only that? You know how they play it up, Andrew. They do it every time. Do not doubt me when I say this. You watch. They are waiting for her to get on the courts. They are just waiting for her to come on and waiting for her to decide different cases. And if they don't decide with her, if they don't agree with her, they're going to attack Amy Coney Barrett and say she's a mean person. She's a bad mother. Well, we got to remember that Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know what a woman is. We got to remember that. And I hear a lot of commentators from the right saying that if Republicans want to win decisively come November, that they should put the question to all of their opponents. What is a woman? define a woman, and can a man have a baby, and then go back to the economy? Because right now, I don't see Republicans talking about the economy, how bad it is. They're trying to run on, well, Joe, he's crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. But you also need to talk about the economy and talk about the fact that they can't define a woman. And as Colonel Julie Hall said the other night, the idea that they're trying to replace her gender with a man, I mean, they're the weakest genders, and men are trying to come in and take over. Think about it. They're trying to take over. So if Republicans want to win, they should definitely strategize and say, wait a minute, this is a winning topic. Because Democrats, Andrew, they're going to try to use abortion. Oh, they're going to take away the abortion. Abortion and gay rights. Gay marriage. I don't know what your thoughts on about gay marriage, Andrew, but I think I've shared my thoughts before. I don't care who you marry, as long as it's an adult, two consenting adults. I mean, I'm surprised that gays want to have a marriage. Why not just have a civil union? If you get all the rights of a person who's marrying, okay, just have a civil union. What's the big deal? And because you don't like Christianity, and they say that marriage is whatever deemed in the Bible, why stay away from it and just have a civil union? Why a marriage? But that being said, like I said, I don't care who you marry.
Yeah, those are my thoughts on gay marriage. I'm against it at this point because I look at what has happened since we have made it legal and things have just went absolutely cuckoo. People are more emboldened and entitled to feel like they can just push the next social justice agenda, which keeps being more and more extreme. It's like if you give these people an inch, they take a mile. And that's what we're seeing here. As far as the act of people being gay, I don't really care what they do in their own households. But just based on what we've seen happen since gay marriage, I'm confident in saying that it was a bad decision to legalize it.
Well, not only that, if you recall, Barack Obama wasn't into gay marriage either. But then Joe Biden, as always, forced his hand. Then he came out and said, okay, let the gays marry. Again, I don't care. Marry whoever you want to marry. Okay. But the buck stops here with this whole transgender mess, because as the colonel said also, giving men awards, the Woman of the Year award, come on, that's not a woman, that's a man. You can mutilate yourself, you can put on a dress, you can put on lipstick, but you're still a man. I know that Steve Rogan, he's having a fight, or he's attacking this one college professor because the college professor refuses to call this girl who now calls herself Elliot a woman. I mean, refuses to call him a man because she's a woman. You know, I wouldn't call it that either. And now they want this guy Elliot to play, I think, a superhero. And have you noticed, Andrew, how they're trying to attack all superheroes, the Marvel comics? They're trying to make them trans or gay. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. And hate to point this out, but it seems like it's a little disproportionate that minorities are getting a lot of these roles now. I heard Captain America is going to be black. And it's just, I don't mind when they have black superheroes, but these superheroes that are traditionally white, I don't see why they feel they have to change the skin color except to try and pander to their woke audiences.
Well, not only change the skin color, but to change the gender. It's crazy. Superman, well, we want a black Superman now. Okay, why don't we just have commission some black artists just to create a superhero, which is what's happening right now. I think I sent you an article the other day, Andrew, of this one black guy who's creating a superhero, a team of super beings, and he's making certain that they're not politically correct, that they are male and female, and the left hates it. They hate it. They hate it. And they're bringing back I think Superman's motto used to be the truth, justice, and the American way. They got rid of that. What's wrong with the American way? What other country would allow its citizens just to poo-poo all over it? Only in America. As if America is that bad. And as I said, if it's that bad, why do you have illegal aliens coming here? Just stop and think about it. If America is so bad, why is it that you have people killing themselves, drowning to come to America if it's so racist and so horrible. Why do you have that? Can anyone tell me that? No one can. Because you have these woke white liberals, bougie blacks, and the media whom no one trusts. No one trusts the media, and it's the media's own fault. If they fall down, good. Because they're evil and they're corrupt. They are destroying the country. They are destroying the country. The fact that they will not call out, which is obvious, that our justice system has holes all in it, that there are two tiers of justice, one for them, which is corrupt, and then if you're doing it on the side of right, oh, they're going to throw you in the jail. Look at the protesters of Jan 6 in jail. The man who tried to kill Lee Zeldin, they took him in, they let him out by noon. Now they've arrested him with federal charges. And I think, Andrew, you said that he's saying that he didn't even know who Lee Zeldin was. But the governor of New York did, Kathy Hochul, and she told people to go and protest, to keep up a ruckus. She said this. Why haven't they arrested her? She's exciting violence. Nancy Pelosi incited violence, Maxine Waters, but they want to hold a whole production on Trump and Jan 6. And I get tired of people saying, oh, what we saw, it was horrible. Oh, it was a sad day. Oh, give me a god darn break. What I saw during the summer and spring of 2020, that was horrible. Cities were burned down to the ground. People were killed for obeying the law. To this day, people are being harassed and threatened, Supreme Court justices, simply because of a ruling. And then you have the Democrats are telling people to do it, and no one is calling them out. That's a sad day. That's horrible. What happened at the Capitol in the White House was nothing but a simple protest. I'm serious. I'm tired of people saying that that was the worst day in our history. It was horrible. It was sad. Oh, man, it was, oh, I can't bear to look at it. What do you mean? I looked at it and said, okay, people are upset. They're mad. And they're speaking out. That wasn't the worst day of our history. The worst day of our history is what happened during the spring and summer of 2020 and 2021. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at the way things went down in the spring and summer of 2020. And the way that the media was treating it, especially at first, was really interesting. They just acted like there's nothing to see here, no big deal. And everybody was compelled and glued to their TV on a nightly basis. At least I was watching all this rioting and destruction in our American cities being burnt down, burned to the ground, seeing stores like Gucci robbed, seeing a lot of these mom and pop stores being robbed, and just all the horrific images that came out in that time period. And it's just so overlooked now, and Democrats act like it never even happened. And it was a huge deal when it was happening, was it not, Rob?
It was a huge deal.
Yes.
But they pretend as if they'll, oh, no. Jan 6 was horrible. I've seen people on the right to say it. Oh, it just pains me when I see it. It was the worst day. It was not the worst day.
Yeah, and the funny thing about that, too, is that January 6th was one day. This rioting from the left went on for months. I mean, Portland, they went over 100 nights in a row of rioting and destroying property and government buildings and things like that. And yeah, these people still act like, oh, January 6th is one of the worst things to ever happen in American history. It's the worst day for the country since 9/11. I just find these people so clueless. And it's like, what do you think you're looking at here? I just don't understand it, except I do understand it because they have an agenda that they're trying to drive through.
They have an agenda. And like I said, Andrew, I'm sorry. To me, it was not the worst day. There have been other worse days in our country. And as you clearly pointed out, and rightfully so, that the riots that took place following George Floyd went on for months. Not only George Floyd, but Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Dante Wright. And the list just goes on and on and on. Whereas when the man in Waukesha, or Waukesha, whatever you want to say, Wisconsin, mowed down those white innocent individuals, there was no rioting. No one rioted. As quiet as it was kept. They hardly spoke about it. They just moved on because the skin color was white. Why was that? And then I hear people say, oh, Jan 6, had they been black, they would have been shot. They would have all been killed. Oh, no, they wouldn't have been. Had they been black, they would have been let out. I'm serious. Had they been black, they would have been let out. Look at what happened in Minnesota. Kamala Harris sending out emails. Oh, let's pay for their defense. Let's get them out. Meanwhile, Andrew, quiet as it's kept, whenever someone tried to put up a defense or give money to the folks on Jan 6 who are being held as political prisoners, PayPal would take it down, would not allow you to raise money. Why aren't conservatives putting together some type of form like PayPal to pay for their defense? Why? Why is PayPal becoming political? Kyle Rittenhouse, people started raising money for him. PayPal took it down. Look at the man, Jose Alba, New York City, who killed that common thug. A PayPal was created for him. Guess what PayPal did? They took it down. No, you can't raise money for him. Why? Because he was wrong. He was guilty. He killed a black man. Really? Now that the DA finally, after dragging his fat ass, yes, he has a fat ass, all this time, finally decided to drop the charges. Now what is PayPal going to do? No, get a load of this. PayPal would not allow Jose Alba to raise money for his defense. But they allowed the family of the family of whoever this guy was that did the killing, Simon, whatever. They allowed him to raise money for his funeral. Go figure. And then his girlfriend who stabbed Jose Alba, she's walking free. No charges. Talk about the holes in our justice system. She's walking free. She'll probably do it again, find another thug as a boyfriend. He'll become her baby mama, the baby mama. And she'll do it again and again and again. We had Madeline Brahm on, who's spoken about this. Her son was killed by common thugs. Yeah, all these people are thugs. I remember Trump had referred to someone as a thug in the media. Oh, he's calling black people thugs. I don't care if you're black, white, red, blue, purple. If you're a common thug, you're a thug, plain and simple. But it's shameful as to what these people are doing to our justice system, to our Constitution. Just jumping, stomping all over it. And they don't even seem to care. What makes me feel good. And as I said once before, you walk around, you see the gay pride flag all over. Okay, have a flag. I'm okay with it. But what about the American flag? Liberty. The stars, red, white, and blue. It's because of that you're able to do what you're doing. Oh, it triggers me. I remember one journalist was on TV, and she said that during, I think it was Memorial Day, no, it was during the 4th of July was last year when she was driving around the hoity-toity Hampton. She saw all of these red, white, and blue flags and signs for Trump, and it just triggered her, and she was like, oh, my God, this is making me scary. What? So would you rather see a Ukraine flag? Yep. You have people driving around with the Ukraine flag. We're showing support for Ukraine. What about America? America that gave you free money under Joe Biden. America whom you say, oh, it's no good, but yet still you want the free money. I wish I could just get all these people and send them away. Maybe we should divide the country up, the red and the blue. And you know what? You would have a lot of people from the blue coming to the red states. You know why? Because there's safety. They're run a lot better. Look at Chicago. A shithole. New York City, another shithole. California, another shithole. Who's at the top? Shitty governors and mayors. Let's just be honest and call it the way it is. Let's just stop sugarcoating it. So if Trump were to call these states shitholes, do you think the left would get mad? Oh, absolutely. But that's what they've become. And I mean it literally for Chicago and California and New York. Because when you walk around the streets, that's all you hear. You see is human feces. It's sad. It is really sad. But if we had a legitimate justice system that would go after the criminals, they wouldn't, they would fear our police officers. They would fear judgment. They would fear justice, but they don't fear it now, Andrew. And you know why? Because no one is upholding the law. They're allowed to break the law and get away with it time after time after time. Whereas on the right, you don't even have to break the law. You don't have to have done nothing. But if you get caught in their web, the left's web of deceit, they will come after you and they will persecute you. Look at the protesters of Jan 6 in jail. Look around you at the criminals that are committing crime against Asians and other Blacks in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And they're out on the streets. Where is the justice? Where is it?
That's what we keep asking. Thank you all for joining us once again tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, which, as always, is on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com. Check out our full archive of shows, great history of shows there at AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll see you guys next time, and remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.